Now, whenever that knob went through there, that opened that corn planter up and dropped some corn. And I never did see him use it, but I seen the planter and I saw the wires that he used. Well, when you'd plant corn with it, well, you'd ply it one way one time and crossways the next time. That'd keep the grass out of the road.
I see. That's pretty ingenious. Let me ask you about one expression. You know, when women get up in the morning, sometimes they might move around the house and straighten up something here and dust a little something here or maybe sweep a little bit. What does she call herself doing when she's doing that kind of thing?
Oh, well, Lord, I know that. Just cleaning house.
Cleaning house?
Yeah.
Have you ever
heard? They used to use a feather duster. You ever see one?
I've just seen pictures. I've never seen one.
Well, they were made out of, I guess they were made out of turkey feathers. Because they were long on a, some of them had a real fancy handle on them. And these long feathers and they'd go around and dust furniture off with a feather duster. And then the women used to wear a dust cap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm interviewing. By water from New Orleans to Cape Canaveral because of the height and the width. Well, he's a design engineer. And he did the electrical design work on a lot of the rockets that went into that stuff.
Right. Well, does you suppose any of that sort of industry is going to be affected by Carter's B-1 decision?
Well, you mean that...
the bomber?
I don't know. No, they don't. There's no bomber down here. See, New Orleans, I didn't know it for a long time, was the second largest port in the United States.
New York the first?
I guess so.
No, I didn't know that either.
Well, I didn't know it until I read it, and then I've read it two or three different times since then. It's second, number two. I thought Houston, you know,
yeah.
But Houston's way down the list.
Huh.
Compared to, New Orleans is bigger than San Francisco, and boy, they've got those inland water canals all over that place. You can't hardly drive down the street in New Orleans. You don't have to wait on a canal bridge to open and close.
Well, are those canals that you're talking about, are those the same thing as the bayous?
Yeah, well, similar. Yeah, they go back in, they got docks, you know, they go, and it's barges. And they go back in there and haul, I don't know what all they haul out of there. But they dug them canals and got railroad drawbridges for the railroads and the highway both.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to New Orleans too many times, maybe about two or three times. But pretty big place. Easy to get lost there anyway.
It's a good place to be from, as far as I'm concerned.
To be from. You can visit and all that, but heck, we're living there. Have you been to Atlanta recently?
No.